You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse turned holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello, welcome, my friend. Today we're talking about getting to the root cause of slow weight loss. Yes, we're going to discover how you can accelerate your weight loss. You may be losing 1 or 2 pounds a month, and that slow pace is a little frustrating, I know, but you are not alone in this. So I want to share with you what I did so that you can speed up your weight loss progress. I lost 30 pounds in 6 weeks after I finally figured out the root cause of my leaky gut and abdominal bloating. And the culprit behind it all was an excessively agitated nervous system. In other words, an overstimulated nervous system. Now, could that be your underlying cause and you're not even aware of it? Well, this is something that is becoming more common now. And the way people figure this out is because they have learned that they need to take care of their nervous system in order for them to overcome or heal their chronic health issues. Healthcare, they say, wow, this works. It does, because when you take care of your nervous system, you heal faster. And if you can heal faster, you can definitely bring your body weight into balance faster, right? That's what they discovered. People who achieved health and healing with a chronic illness, they also noticed improvements in weight management when they take care of the nervous system. Like so many people, I once believed that emotional eating and overeating, lack of exercise, and lack of willpower, I thought that these were the reasons behind my weight and bloating issues. But it turns out that they're just symptoms, not the root cause. For me, the root cause of feeling bloated, eating emotionally, gaining weight, it was an overactive nervous system. Have you ever wondered why you turn to comfort foods to soothe your emotions? That could be a telltale sign of the connection between your emotions and the health condition of your nervous system. Have you ever wondered why stress often leads you to a bag of chips or a comforting chocolate bar? Well, it may not just be a lack of willpower, my friend. Science reveals that when your nervous system is in overdrive, pumping out stress hormones like cortisol, it triggers cravings for those comforting but not so healthy foods, especially those that are rich in sugar and fat. Have you ever considered that maybe the habits you're adopting for weight loss could be actually adding more stress to your nervous system? One common mistake is skipping breakfast, because you may think that skipping breakfast, you're going to reduce calories. But what happens is by mid-morning, you are so drained, you are so depleted of nutrients, and so you're hungry, you're even angry, and your nervous system is stressed out. So what you do is you eat something that is really not healthy for you. To avoid all of that, just eat your breakfast. Have a hearty breakfast that gives you the fuel to power through your day. Another mistake is that people avoid carbohydrate foods. They think that carbohydrates are fattening. But the truth is, we need our carbohydrates. And if you don't have it, you're going to deprive your brain of the essential fuel that it needs. And that's going to impact your mood and your energy levels. So yes, you want to eat your carbs in moderation, but a secret to eating your carbs where your body can use it for fuel and energy is to pair that. Make sure you eat that with plant-based protein and some healthy fats. That way you have a well-rounded meal and you are eating your carbohydrates because your body needs that fuel. All right. So another mistake is people will drink their coffee or their tea in place of drinking water. Even mild dehydration can affect cognitive function and mood regulation. So if you want to keep your mood even and stable, then you want to drink your water. So now I know that there are some stressors in life that we just cannot avoid. But if you are aware of these things, and if you are mindful of how your habits impact your nervous system, you'll be able to make healthier choices. For instance, many people overlook the impact of being in a chilly environment like I was. I was in a hospital and clinic environment when I was working as a nurse, and it was always cold. And that constant exposure to cold air can overstimulate the nervous system. And I was putting up with that for 9 years. I was very stressed and I was always uncomfortable. Another thing is that maybe you are in an hour commute each day, right? And you are just breathing in those exhaust fumes, or you're around loud noise, or maybe your work schedule is irregular. All of these things can contribute to nerve-wracking experiences, right? And I know some of these things are not, I mean, we can't avoid it, but when we know what really stresses our nervous system, when we start planning, making future plans for our life, we'll keep these things in mind so that we can make choices that actually help us to take care of our nervous system. A healthy, happy nervous system contributes to a healthy, happy life. So my friend, attempting to stick to a weight loss routine without finding out the root cause behind your weight challenges, it's like masking the pain with a temporary solution, like a Band-Aid, right? Studies indicate that the release of stress hormones due to an overactive nervous system can trigger cravings for unhealthy foods. Ultimately, that's going to hinder your weight loss efforts, right? And so rather than settling on just the 1 or 2 pounds of weight loss each month, you could be optimizing your nervous system function to accelerate your weight loss journey. So I want to share with you some effective strategies to achieve this. You want to clean up your nervous system. And this is how I did it. You want to eat clean, you want to detox and stay hydrated and get good quality sleep, right? So now you may be thinking, well, that's a lot. Well, it's really not a lot. And you are probably doing many of these things already, but you're not thinking about it in terms of cleaning up your nervous system. You are focusing more on the number on the scale and getting that number to what you want it to be in a timely manner. But I want you to shift your focus to cleaning up the nervous system, because you're going to get way more bang for your buck and all your efforts, okay? If you find it difficult, have you considered inviting God into your journey? Surrendering your health journey to God, it doesn't mean that you're going to forsake all of your healthy habits. It's all about recognizing that your health matters to our loving Lord, and inviting Him to guide your choices, guide your actions and your mindset, your thought life. So you want to trust that with God in the plan, He's going to empower you to do what may seem a little difficult, may seem like inconvenient at the time, but it's really going to pave the way for you to achieve your goal and do it all because you have a divine purpose. See, your motivation does matter, and that's going to help drive you to keep at it even when things get tough. So if you are doing healthy habits because you just want to lose weight so you can go back to doing the things you used to do, you want to stay in a channel of blessing by having a motivation that you're doing the healthy habits so that you can serve God better. Let's take guidance from Genesis 1:29 and focus on eating clean. We're going to eat fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts and seeds and herbs that nourish us. They don't stress us in any way. That's what the processed foods do with the artificial chemicals and flavorings and things like that. They will stress the nervous system. And so the less of that you have in your food, the cleaner your food, you're going to have a cleaner nervous system. Eating clean includes your beverages, right? I know people want to have their coffee and their teas and spices, but they can be stimulating, right? And irritating. So it's about balance, my friend, keeping your bodies fueled with good nutrition while calming the nervous system. Other healthy habits for a clean nervous system include staying hydrated. I know so many people want to drink their coffee and their tea in the morning instead of drinking water. But because the brain needs plenty of water for healthy function, it's good to drink water in place of the coffee and the tea, right? Now, you want to go to bed on an empty stomach. I know this one is tough for so many people, but it was easy for me when I switched from eating 3 meals a day to 2 meals a day. And when I dropped off that third meal, I was able to go to bed on an empty stomach without any discomfort at all. I was hungry in the morning, but that's the natural way for the body to work. So you want to go to bed early and rise early and get a lot of fresh air, of course, and outdoor exercise. This is a holistic approach to weight loss, right? And also, we want to take care of our nervous system by having healthy thoughts constantly flowing through our mind, right? Whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is of good report. We want to keep those types of things in our mind. There's classes of thoughts such as anxiety, jealousy, anger, fear, worry that can trigger the release of hormones that make our bodies, our physical bodies, sick. These negative thoughts add stress and inflammation, and it will imbalance the hormone levels, right? But on the other hand, good thoughts, calm emotions, is going to promote health and healing in our nervous system. So we want to have patience and love and joy and peace and kindness and sympathy and self-control. All of these things promote circulation, digestion, intestinal movement. So we'll have good bowel movements and hormone balance, right? So by focusing on these healthy thoughts and emotions, we reduce the stress. I know we often think of the basic foundation of weight loss is diet and exercise, but that doesn't work for the long term when we have so much stress in our lives. Stress is going to lead to hormonal imbalances, and that impacts your metabolism and it promotes fat storage. So these are things you want to prevent, and you can by calming the nervous system through clean eating, stress reduction, and a healthy thought life. You can create a more conducive environment for permanent weight loss. So my friend, can you see how being mindful of our thoughts and choosing to focus on our uplifting and calming emotions that we can support our nervous system, and it's going to promote a healthy body and a healthy life. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And until next time, peace to you and have a great day.